Do you have anything that you have? I know that your oil business is good. Do you have any wins that you can share that would be encouraging for anybody in the group?
Well, the wins, I think, are, I'm just feeling more settled with what's happening in my life in general, with my business, with, I'm just, you know, it's kind of hard right now to even think, because we've come off of several months of just so much crap, and I'm in a real wake up call point in my life right now.
Okay.
And the thing for me, Anne, and mm-hmm. I hope this will help because you've talked about this. And by the way, look at my little pen I have.
Come on. little things.
Yes, I'm using this because it makes me happy.
that was the whole point.
Yeah, it's a little flamingo. So anyway, this is what I really want, because I've been with my company. I just celebrated my 12-year anniversary with my company. And I can honestly tell you, and you talked about this, and I don't remember what format you were talking about it, but the willingness to do the hard things and to move and press in and do the work is what pays off in the future. I am receiving that right now. I worked hard for worked for 9 straight years in this company. And here I am at 12, you know, just celebrated my 12-year anniversary. And what we are doing right now is the fruit of all that work, those first 9 years. And so, for the people who are, because I'm not in that place right now, Anne, I am not in that work, push, overcome and keep going kind of, that's gorgeous. I don't know where you are, but man, that looks nice. So for those that are there is such a grace on that season. So don't waste the grace.
Come on.
I mean,
somebody write that in the chat. Don't waste the grace.
Yeah, because if I would have wasted the grace that was on me for those 9 years, I mean, it's going to make me cry. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. I mean, we were funding. Yeah, what was that?
I don't know, like birds were flat, like it's,
yeah, I know. Going.
Nature is testifying to what Kendra is sharing.
Yeah, so seriously, and to be able to recognize the grace, you know, you've got to be able to recognize that season and, hey, there's grace here for me to do this. And even if it takes effort, the grace will give you the strength to do it. Even if it takes effort, the grace will give you the strength to do it. Somebody needs to write this down.
Yeah, I know. Somebody who's watching at Facebook, I can't tell who's watching at Facebook, but somebody needs to be writing this down. The, Kendra, and so maybe I'm just going to interview you right now.
Okay.
We're just going to interview Kendra and get some sound business counsel, because, you know, one of the things that we did, and this was a suggestion from a couple of people, was we stopped having like topical trainings, and it was more like what's in the flow of what's happening today with the group. So, you know, we just open it up for Q&A. So Kendra, you're talking about, you have had a business, you just celebrated your 12-year anniversary, and you are enjoying some of the fruits of those labors. I'm actually in Healdsburg right now at a hotel that recently opened. My nephew is the chef de cuisine Healdsburg, and we're experiencing the VIP treatment here.
Wow.
And what you're talking about is you're living, and like they've just planted new vines for grapes here that won't see fruit for years. I mean, a ton of prep work, a ton of all of, you know, preparation, but the vines won't grow here for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're talking about is the same. So when you started, can you talk a little bit about that grace that you experienced, that grace for the effort? Don't waste the grace. Yeah.
It was the ability to see the opportunity when it was in front of my face, you know, because when you are selling anything, there's always an opportunity for somebody that you're in contact with to want it. And so if you miss the people who want it, then you, what are you doing? You know, so many people get into business, especially into sales, I think. And they think people are just going to come banging their doors down. They're not going to bang their doors down. You need to get yourself out to where the people are. And so when there were opportunities, I was out there. I was doing the little fairs. I was doing the little church. I mean, some of my biggest leaders that have helped us make the most amount of money were in little bitty places that I could have chosen to not go to. I mean, what?
Come on.
You know, but there was grace. The opportunity came. I saw the event, the whatever it was, and I can remember one of my very first events that I did. It cost me about $500. And as the level that I was at, that was a lot of money for me.
Yeah. For marketing.
And I mean, yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm spending this $500 to go do this thing. And it really appeared to not be fruitful at all.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what, whatever, I did it. But I got all of the leads. I put them in my mailing list. And this is way before all the other stuff. You know, this is in like 2011, I think. And, but I did my own newsletters. I created my own, all my own content and my own newsletters. And I would send it out through, I can't remember. It wasn't MailChimp, but it was one of those back
Constant
in the day.
Contact.
Yes. And so I kept these people on my mailing list. And I'll just tell you, one of my leaders who has been one of our strongest, you know, strongest generators of product and volume, her name is Sarah.